This is Vision Destiny 2018, Session 3. I've been sharing from 2017 some of the revelation I received, what God said, what God has revealed, conversations and visionary encounters, which I believe are relevant for 2018 and beyond. What is the application for me? Primarily, God spoke to me, but also for the church here and for the wider church, for the Joshua generation. I believe we're in for a wild ride of discovery if we continue to follow God, if we continue to pursue Him in intimacy, if we continue to go deeper, deep calling to deep, we're going to find things beyond our wildest imagination. The very core beliefs that we might have held are going to be challenged by the extravagantly revealed love of God, who's Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. As God reveals Himself to us, it will be like first love all over again, discovering who He truly is, really, really knowing by encounter that truth. Last time we saw that we're invited to embrace the consuming fire of God's love to reveal our sonship, the purification refining process that will begin to unveil who we truly are as we begin to see who He truly is and see ourselves in the mirror of that revelation of who He is as our Father. The truth of who God really is being unveiled in love and as love. God, who is Father, Son, and Spirit, desires that we live loved, that we love living, and we live loving. And that whole revelation, I think, is key to what God wants for His sons to arise into that place where they're seated in heavenly places, knowing that they're loved. And therefore loving the life that we have and using it to the fullness to begin to live loving the world as the Father loves the world. I had a number of significant encounters that took me beyond my present understanding and experiences again and again. Those encounters stretched me and challenged me, and although I don't cognitively understand them all, they've stirred me and they've directed me and they've pointed me in the direction that God wanted me to go. I had a number of significant encounters that took me to beyond. On the dance floor was one of them. The dance floor is a place of engagement with the very nature of God, the DNA of God, the nine strands of God's DNA that come around us in light. The dance floor is a series of dark and light checkerboards, and we get to dance with the very light of God. And I was on this dance floor, and I began to engage in the dark squares, which I hadn't really wanted to dance on before, but God danced me and took me into these dark squares, and I found myself in the culture house, which is one of the 12 chancellor's houses, and I began to see things in that culture house from the perspective that I was standing in darkness, in other words, in an area that was beyond my present understanding. And I began to see that which had been lost, the mark of redemptive purpose, hidden beneath layers of man-made traditions. I saw the culture of man, the religious culture, the evangelical culture, the culture which we live in, which has hidden the truth of who we are and God's redemptive purpose for mankind. I saw the truth of the uniqueness of the mark of the stamp of God's desire and design of each group, each people group, and I called it forth to be restored. As I engaged in this, it stirred me to action, and I began rising up in my spirit and starting to respond by calling forth the things which I saw. I call for all the families of the earth to be restored in their destiny that mirrors God's design to be unveiled to the cosmos. I call for the truth to come out of the darkness into the light, to restore hope, inspire faith, and release the light hidden and obscured by the veils of human tradition. I call for the alignment of the circle of the deep to open the house of commissioning, to release the messages, the calls, the destiny of those for each family to receive their identity and positions as light bearers to the truth unveiled, to restore the families of the earth to their destinies as families of their Heavenly Father. This was a powerful encounter, and there's a sense where God's sons need to be commissioned into new levels and new positions of authority. You know, we're used to fivefold earthly ministry. We're beginning to get used to oracles and legislators and scribes and those who are operating in the realms of heaven as chancellors or judges, but there's way more than that. And God is calling us to respond and take the message and take the call and begin to be commissioned to begin to operate in our sonship. I call for the release of the messenger angels to invade the darkness of the families of the earth with the commission of truth to be to the representations in representatives in waiting. And I sense that God's blessing is to, as he presented in Abraham, was to all the families of the earth. And this was what stirred me for restoration. And there are representatives of those families waiting to be called. Something in their spirit is looking for a call, a purpose, a destiny. And God is wanting to release that. So I call for the release of those angels. A call for the light of truth and love to pierce and penetrate the darkness, to target the worst that mankind's depravity can offer with the power of love's extravagant abundance. A call for the targeting angels to mark out those to be commissioned for the love bombs to explode over their lives. So there are people out there in different people groups, some in other religious groups, some in New Age groups, some in occult groups, some out there, and they are the worst. But God's love can break through and pierce the darkness, and targeting them with love bombs from heaven. It's like there are targeting angels that we can send, just like in earthly missions, they have laser guided targets, and they target it so it's very specific. God is actually wanting us to begin to send those targeting angels out to mark out those who have been commissioned. They're commissioned, but they've been led astray and they've gone away from the truth into lies presented as truth, and God wants to free them. Son, feel my heart for my families, the desire to restore identity and purpose. Son, feel the pleasure that restored sonship brings to my heart. This was my pleasure and delight in the beginning, and so it will be in the end. Son, let my joy be in you so the joy of your sonship can be completed. Restoration's joy, where the end and the beginning complete the circle of desire, where what was established, what will be, through those willing to stand in the gap of what is, to be the bridge of the way, truth, and the life. My desire that every family of the earth be blessed and a blessing realized in the restoration of all things is the motivation that truth requires. When we begin to grasp God's love for his creation, for each of us individually, it will begin to stir our spiritual recollection, and our spirit and who we were before we were here will begin to connect to the restoration of all things, and we will start to be stirred by that mission, that passion that God has to restore everything back to its original condition. The light of love revealed in the restoration of all things is the reality of sonship, the very image of conformity. God desires us to be conformed to that image and our restoration, and then being part of the restoration of all things is key. My desire that every family of the earth be blessed and a blessing realized in the restoration of all things is the motivation that truth requires. The light of love revealed in the restoration of all things is the reality of the sonship, the very image of conformity. All my children are predestined to be conformed to the image held secure before the ages within Jesus. Restoration is not a dream, but a certain hope. Son, embrace the dream, so it incubates desire to become the certain hope that inspires you to live loved, to love living, to live loving. Son, let the truth reveal the futility of following the self-deception of the path of life without God, to unveil the true reality of the way of the tree of life. Son, do you see that living from the place of intimacy frees you from this DIY tree living? Keep your focus on where you are positioned in the heavenlies, and you will continue to live loved, love living, and live loving. This overwhelming love is what true life is all about. My oneness with you affirms my oneness with all, as I am is not partial. Son, as you have at last come to know, all are included in my love, having been reconciled by the justice of the cross. I died, so all can now live as all did with me when I conquered death. All are included in my resurrection. Son, my great desire is that the eyes of all would be open to know the truth of where they are and live loved rather than flow that DIY pursuit of love and identity. Live with an emphasis on love, from love's perspective, reveal to all the overwhelming joy and peace that flow from being with me. Son, as you live from heaven's position and perspective where true sonship is realized, let heaven manifest on earth through you as you become the conduit for the fullness of our intimate relationship to be fully realized and expressed. Now, God is speaking to me as a son, but take it be speaking to you because we're all sons of God. This is not because I am any different from you, any different from anyone else. I'm a son. I'm loved. I'm special to God, as each of his children is, and God wants to bring us into the true understanding and experience of that. Son, the true light of love must shine with the brilliance of heaven's radiant glory to remove the veils from the minds of those for which I die, to liberate from the DIY tree pathway. Son, how will the world see sonship if the household of faith live a DIY existence of slavery? Son, live to the fullest expression your freedom with total abandonment to expose the limitations of the DIY religious bondage that has plagued my people by enslaving them to another's earthbound theology and doctrines rather than true face-to-face encounters beyond the veils of their own limitations into the fullness of where I am now ascended as a forerunner for all to enter into their full seated position of sonship. Son, rejoice, scream it out, shout it from the rooftops that all have been included in my love and that none need live in the lostness of the DIY tree. My love is limitless and unrelenting. It reached down to the depths and ascended to the heights. It is beyond all human comprehension from the DIY perspective, but it will not relent until every knee bows and every tongue confesses that they have experienced my love. Love had won. Love has overcome. Love will not fail in its purpose, a oneness that reveals true identity, the destiny of sonship. Son, rejoice, scream it out, shout it out from the rooftops, that all have been included in my love and that none need live in the lostness of the DIY tree's path. It's like this is a key to God's heart. Us coming into love and therefore releasing that love for others to come into that love. My love is limitless and unrelenting. It reached down to the depths and ascended to the heights. It is beyond all human comprehension. God wants us to go forward in this. This is a key identity through the Spirit, not works, faith. Given to us by God, not how much faith we can muster, it takes, but a mustard seed of God's faith. God wants to show us that it's not by our own strength that he gives us all that we need. Son, my image has been distorted, so my own people see me as the angry archer, ready to loose the arrow against them. Son, help me reveal me as lover of their souls, ready with Cupid's arrow, as it were, to penetrate the hardness of their hearts with my love. God so desires an intimacy with his children that he has gone to the very depths. He's now gone to the heights to ensure that everyone can experience that amazing love. Son, this idol, this false image must be destroyed by the extravagant lavishness of my love revealed as the true face of God. Son, smash down the high places, the lofty thoughts that obscured me from view. This false theology, false doctrine has created a religious idol that has replaced my face with the image of the angry God. Son, my anger is directed towards that which obscures my love and creates fear of me and my people, not against those who I love. Son, all died in the DIY self-effort of that path. They chose, but all are alive in the faith of the path of life. All died and are all now alive because they can't all see it and know it because they have their minds veiled by the wrong image that religions of all kinds has presented. God wants people to see him as he really is. This is what he's basically saying here. And he has, through the cross, reconciled the whole cosmos to himself. He has died everyone's death, the wages of sin, so that everyone can be free. So all died in Adam and all are made alive in Christ. That means all are made alive in Christ. Not just all that are in Christ are made alive. All are made alive in Christ through the power and victory of the cross. But religion has presented this image of God, which has veiled people's minds to the truth. Son, help remove the veil by revealing me, the true God of love, the great circle and dance of relationship by living loved, loving living, and living loving. See, this is a repeated statement. God continually is impressing this upon me, and I believe upon all of us, that we need to live loved. We need to know the intimacy of that love relationship that God has brought us in. Then life will take on a whole different perspective, and we will be able to represent that living, loving God to the world so lost and helpless, losing their identity. Son, this kind of testimony and the light that truly shines through it can remove the veils as it is done in you. Son, let my love for you, as you have experienced as my son, ignite a jealousy that will cause pursuit and bring rest and trust in face-to-face intimacy. See, the more you experience the depths of God's love, the more you are drawn to pursue it. It's like, I want to know deeper and deeper and deeper who God is, therefore who I am. Son, expose the lies with extravagant testimonies of true love to reveal by unveiling my true character and nature, love, light, and fire. I won't relent until I have it all. My love is stronger than death, which was the last enemy to be defeated. I have the keys of death and Sheol, and the doors are open, not locked. And the gates of Zion, created in the great sacrifice, are open for all ages, past, present, and future. Son, let the Spirit and the wife say come, because we're no longer the bride. We are the wife of God. He has consummated that relationship by bringing us into intimacy. We are now one spirit with him, joined to the Lord in that new covenant relationship, married to him. Father, you have called us to be about your business. What is your business in regards to the community mountain? I was talking to God about how we can reach our community, the community in which we live. That is true for here as the church here, but it's also true for wherever you are. What is your community? What authority have you been given? We've been given a mountain of authority to engage our community in practical demonstrations of the love of God, where we reveal the heart and nature of who God is by being practically demonstrating that love. For us, that is working with those with addictions or homeless people, those who are disadvantaged, those who have no one to advocate on their behalf. We look to do that. But what is it for you? What is it for your life? What is it for the ecclesias that you may be joined to, or those that you may be called to establish? Son, it is time to realign so that everyone can see the origin of your name in relation to me and the true freedom that comes in salvation. So God's desire is that we would come into a new realignment. Son, it's now the opportunity to put your trust in me. Watch how heaven's resources are attached to the ordinances and the ordinance. One of the Chancellor's houses, when the first three houses are aligned, and this is the foundational government of heaven, precepts, statutes, and laws of God, open the ordinances, the orders which direct the ordinance, the troop movements, the positioning, people positioning, the angelic realm positioned, engaging the atmosphere, repositioning into the atmosphere over the earth. What is the ordinance that has been decreed and established in heaven? What are the strategies that have been agreed in heaven? Come into alignment and the resources will be released. Who has seen my report? who has asked my opinion. Now is the time to end the associations with the world systems and solutions and align yourself with heaven's government. So we can't do this if we're going to do it the earthly, worldly way. We've got to do it a higher way. We have a higher level of authority. We have to come into agreement and alignment with heaven, not operate under the earthly strategies that we may have done before. God has given us new revelation to align ourselves with. I said expand, but what do you need to expand? I authorized you to remove the barriers and divisions to enable expansion in one area to provide the solutions in another area. And again, God was giving us a strategy that when we're faced with difficulties, we must not withdraw and shrink back, but we need to go forward. So God wants us to operate in oneness. So when we are operating in ecclesia, when we're operating with different mountains within ecclesia, we have no barriers or divisions. We operate together in oneness so that we can outwork the purpose of God. The partitions of time and space need to be realigned to the strategy of heaven. Two fiery scrolls are your mandate through the whole ecclesia. So the priorities must be seen in this light and not partitioned by your thinking. Our fiery scrolls are for the Joshua generation and for the harvest. So they frame everything that we do, and they give us a foundation that everything can be aligned on. And God was asking us to realign this, because sometimes you can get out of sync with God. Sometimes you can get focused and think you're doing things and things are moving in the right direction, but actually you're working to your own understanding. So here God was asking us to realign ourselves with heaven's understanding. I see everything from my perspective. Align yourself with the relational oneness that is me. The community mountain sphere is to align itself with the mandate for the harvest and the equipping of a generation. I have given you authority to call specific people groups. Why have you not focused on what is before you? To feed and clothe and house must be seen for the same mandate perspective, and then you will be able to see how expansion in one area can benefit the others. So God was basically calling us to come into an agreement where we would look to reach out through what we're doing, but not purely just to do social work or social benefit or to do that type of thing, but to see it as an opportunity to see people's lives exchange so they can encounter the love of God for themselves. And we need to focus that. Son, if you reapportion time and space and finances to give priority to expansion of the equipping mandate, then the harvest mandate will follow. So we need to focus on being ready for the harvest, ready to equip. Resource my people as your priority, and I will resource that which you seek. Transforming lives comes in many ways. Don't separate them in your minds. You will see that the goal to be a resource center will be fulfilled by prioritizing the resources and the resourcing. So God has called us to be a place where we equip and resource others. So we need to see that by providing resources here so those resources can be released outwards. We want to be blessed to be a blessing. Son, there are many ways to equip short, medium, long term. Start with intensives and then expand to collectives. 100 times 30 times 50 will provide the same as 3 times 5,000. 10 times 50 times 100 will provide the same as 1 times 5,000. What God was saying here is there are many different ways to do things. Don't just focus on the obvious. Look at how God will reveal the things you need to do to be able to provide for what he wants you to do. Son, don't undervalue what you can provide as resources to equip through intensives and workshops. As my people begin to realize the value of heavenly government and ecclesia rather than church, then you will have people waiting to enroll in intensive workshops, conferences that will propel them forward in the kingdom. It's absolutely key to see that as sons of God, God is wanting to use us together, bringing heavenly government on earth as it is in heaven through that. And I believe God is calling people to come and be equipped. And we're willing to equip them, whether it be physically here or online. Our whole desire is to release the resources that we've been given to equip and mobilize. So son, evaluate what you have as resources and mobilize them to expand to provide solutions for rapid expansion within the kingdom. We need to accelerate. God wants to accelerate us, to move us forward in what he's doing. We're called to help equip and to release people to that acceleration. Father, I come to your throne of grace and I lay my head on your heart. I rest in your love and mercy. Now, sometimes you get to the point where you just can't see the wood for the trees, or you just don't know how to do what some of the things God has said to do. This is the place to come to find help in time of need. And I often just come here and just rest and feel the rhythm of God's heart. And I want to rest in his love and rest in his mercy and let him work on my behalf. I shared my concerns with you. I surrender to your wisdom and grace. I don't need to understand how or why or when or all these things. I trust you. Son, openness, honesty, transparency are vital components of all relationships and all government. Don't relent in your pursuit. So sometimes it's like we face difficulties, relational difficulties, but we need to pursue the relationship. Relationship is the foundation of everything. You must be open about your concerns. Don't be put off by defensiveness and bring everything into the light. Sometimes we're faced with situations where we just have to be real. Things don't go easy all the time because we're dealing with people, we're dealing with each other's stuff, we're in the process of transformation, things come to the surface, we have to have grace and mercy for one another in the process. But don't hide it. Be willing to share with each other the truth so that we can help each other grow into the light. I will open the treasuries of heaven when you are walking in the light with one another. Son, I call you to open the floodgates of heaven, receive the abundance of blessing and the empowerment to prosper, but you must seek me first and not rely on your own understanding of what I reveal. The strategy of heaven is available if you will let go of the strategy of earth first. Rest, because you trust me, not as a formula. Son, walk with me beyond this place once again. Now, this is another encounter, another place where God began to take me beyond, outside of my comfort zones. Whenever he asked me to walk with him, I knew some things were coming. So we walked through some trees that line the river into a clearing, and there were some portals there. Now, I've been to many places in the realms of heaven. Some of them I know where they are because I walk the path. Some I've been taken to. So I never took a path there, but I've been there. So God started to take me back to some places, but this time to walk through. And there was a place where there were portals to beyond where I'd been before. So I began to see what I'd not seen before. This is the path that goes beyond even this place. Now, again, as I began to engage these things, it began to shape my desire. My desire for going where God wanted me to go, even if it was beyond my understanding, began to stir me and motivate me. So I stopped for a brief moment to feel the isolation of this place, to feel the atmosphere, almost loneliness and longing. Father, why? Why was this place, I feeling that? Son, no one has walked here. At this place is the beginning of the end of ascension, as this place is the beginning of the end of ascension. I will show you the path beyond here that comes from the last stone of fire. The entrance to beyond this place is through the final surrender to the fire of the last three stones. So he's talking about the fire stones. And each time I've gone back to the firestones, I've engaged them at a deeper and deeper level. And there's something beyond that, that he was alluding to. If I was willing to pursue the path of fire, then there was something beyond those last three stones that take you to the place of the throne of God. The stones of sonship, those that were waiting for the sons to create from the glory of their image. No one has ever reached that place of serenity, but now it is becoming a potential possibility. In other words, God was basically wanting to take us beyond. Beyond is a new city existing on multiple planes of reality that is the place for the peace between the dimensions to be restored. Now, this is where it started to get a little bit beyond what I could understand. And I've been meditating on this. But, you know, God does not just want to restore heaven and earth. He doesn't just want to restore the universe as we physically see it. He wants to restore all the dimensions that he's created and bring them all together. Son, the examples of my people over the politics of natural are the indication why this place is empty. Union can only come from oneness, and oneness can flow from love, and love is about the willingness to put those that disagree in the place of honor in your heart and be willing to lay down your life for them as I did. Now, this is a huge challenge. Now, what do we do when people disagree with us? What do we do when people criticize us? What do we do when we're under attack? Do we fight back? Do we look for vengeance? Or do we put them in our heart and honor those people and lay down our lives for them? That is but the first stone and would be the foundation to engage that which you don't understand. My people's response to immigration and aliens from their own people is the indication that the second stone is but a distant hope. Now, this is an explanation of the 9 firestones and the fact that there are 3 more firestones that are stones associated with our sonship and aren't in place until we come to that place to take us beyond where we are. So what God is saying here is, if we look at how we're treating each other on this planet, how are we going to go beyond that and go into something even more than that? The bigotry and hysteria that occurs is evident when anything not known or different creates such strong negative emotions. I have been given you a glimpse of what is destined to be the restoration of all things, and I do mean all things. On earth, under the earth, in the heavens, and in all the dimensions of the created orders, even those beyond your present comprehension. Son, be the provocation to end the mindsets that create this divisive fear and xenophobic reactions. That which you see and feel is but the tip of the iceberg when you see what I see within the hearts of those who claim to know me and don't. Don't become discouraged as foreigners. See the goals and the obstacles first. I call you to establish the law of foundations that will enable the dawn of a new era that will unveil what is possible when my people engage my heart. Son, love won before, and that is what makes beyond possible. It is only love that can be the solution to overcome all the obstacles you see. Love can win because love always won. Now, in this whole encounter, I was struggling to catch hold of what God was showing because I saw the huge obstacles and impossibilities that I see within people's lives. And I was being shown my reactions to when I see the things that go on in the world and I respond in a way from the heart of God. And I was seeing that actually, do I really believe this is possible? Do I really believe that some of the hearts that I see and some of the attitudes and some of the things that are there, it is possible for those people to experience the love of God or demonstrate the love of God? Because they're thinking they are. And so God began to challenge me and show me that this is not just possible, but this is his desire. So the New Jerusalem is but one of 12 cities that must be united over the ages to come into the restored order of love. Now, do I understand what that means? No, but I do believe that there are ages to come, and those ages will have different perspectives that need to come together and be restored. This is true transcendent glory of the 3s, 4s, and the 4-3s. So government, open windows, and windows engage with government. These work together to create 12s. This is the place where relationship and responsibility meet in perfection. where four portals meets the three governments, and where three governments meet the four portals. Again, I don't fully understand this yet, but I'm being drawn to pursue it. Son, come walk with me. Now, again, we're walking in the pathways of my mind, which is such a weird experience. It is more illuminated than last time. So things may have changed than the last time I walked here, which was pretty dim. So as we walked along a rather wide path, we ended up at a gulf. And this is the gulf I'd been to before. Last time, God connected a path from that gulf. And this time, God says, Son, connect the path. How? This is my question. Because sometimes you get through these things and you just don't know what to do. And this was one of those occasions. Walk. You have to make the connection by faith. So I took a step and the path formed in front of me. Rather like the step of faith Harrison Ford took as Indiana Jones in one of the films. What am I connected to? You know, in these encounters, sometimes you just got to ask for help. And I was talking to God saying, what is this? You know, what do you want me to connect to? I think, and then I walk, and the path continues under our feet as we just walked along. We walk to a door, but I hesitate before opening it. And I did, in a lot of these encounters, I hesitated a lot because this was in my mind. And I'm walking to things in my mind that God is reconnecting and reestablishing. Father, this door carries with it great responsibility. Am I ready to use it? Son, you know. Well, I didn't know. That's why I was asking. But Father was basically putting back the question on me, saying, in sonship, are you willing to take responsibility for whatever? So I reached out and opened the door, and it opens up to a vast area of abilities in the form of light paths with an amazing array of neurons lit up with multicolored blinking LED light connections. This was a pretty weird experience. Son, you have been activating this area every time you've been renewing your mind through my body and blood. How do I use the abilities? By faith and the Spirit of the Lord. Now, the Spirit of the Lord is one of the seven spirits of God to connect up with this area. So I see a version of the world as thought and like little trains of light carrying energy thoughts as light information to and fro. And I could see things from a totally different mindset and perspective. It is like a whole network of fiber optics in three-dimensional array. Before I could ask, he did. You just know. And I was going to ask again. I'm like, well, what am I supposed to do with this? But what he was basically saying is the more and more that I allow him to renew my mind, the more and more I engage in intimacy, the more and more I surrender, the more and more that these things become something which actually are operating in my life, even though I don't even understand what they are. You just know, a statement that in itself had depths of meaning and nuances. You see, what I know here is based on the memory of what I've done here. But what I know from before I was here can be remapped and remap my mind to connect up to abilities which are beyond what I've had here. And so God is wanting us to reconnect us to who we always were and to who he made us to be and who we are as a light being, which is why all these things were connected with light. Son, you have the mind of the living word. You therefore have the ability to discern between the soul and spirit, the thoughts and intentions of the heart, and the sources of thought and feeling. This is quantum discernment, in that it can also see what are the vibrational frequencies that resonate with grace and desire. So God is connecting us up to something which is beyond the surface of when we see the world and when we see people. We can have abilities to discern what's going on at a totally different level. Son, have you noticed the colors of the energy streams? Well, this was way beyond my experience, so I didn't notice an awful lot. It was an awesome experience. So, no. Then focus your attention on the light wavelengths, and I begin to see short wavelengths are blue or cyan and are high frequency. Medium wavelengths are medium frequency and magenta, and long wavelengths are low frequency and yellow. Blue, short, high, equal the thoughts of the spirit. Medium wave frequencies, magenta, are soul, and yellow, long waves, low frequency, are worldly, deceived thought. A pulse of inspiration marks the eternal source. So, like, I am seeing something of where people's thoughts and where people's hearts are engaging with a frequency of wavelength, of radiation, of light. And what I'm seeing is being interpreted. That's all I can say. Son, I know that you have questions. Hidden within are is okay. Our relationship, basically. You don't have to hide them, as I place them to cause you to seek me. Now, this is one of the things God does. He hides things for us to discover, not hides things from us so we don't know them. Because he wants us to pursue them in relationship. Now you have found me in love, not answers to those questions. They can be answered. See, I found God in relationship, not in the answers to the questions that I needed. And when I didn't need the questions answered because I trusted God in love, then the questions could be answered. That's basically what God was saying here. It's a challenge. Son, I love the fact that you've allowed me to become the center of your trust, and now I can enable you to see. Son, come and walk with me once again. This was another encounter where we walked together again beyond where I'd been before. So we started going down this spiral staircase, like a path deeper and deeper into dimensions beyond the trophy room and Tartarus, to a peace with a golden throne in the center of the center of the circles of the deep. Now, if you understand that, well, tell me, because I didn't. But we were going deeper into something that went beyond dimensions that I'd been to before. The center of the heavenly government and the center of earthly government intersect in what was once glorious before it fell from its first estate. So God was bringing me back to show me what was, and his intention for what was, for heaven and earth to be operating in a governmental place within the circles of the deep, within the center of it all. Son, I took you, the man, made root of the DOI path years ago, and now you have seen that that path of life can appear downwards and be upwards, and then be upwards simultaneously. You have willingly embraced the path of the humble and gentle heart. Now you can walk on the path of ascension to life and sonship as was intended, but deferred. So there are some things that God desires for us that are put on hold until we come into a place of maturity to be able to receive them. And my own journey of deconstruction and renewing of the mind has brought me to a place where I guess God is unveiling some things that I couldn't have seen before. Few have come here and few have left here. Only a few have ascended, but now this place must become the transform point for those willing to embrace the yoke. Only living loved can bring you to such a place and position of being low and high simultaneously. And I guess this is sort of where we humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God, and he raises us and exalts us to a position. Because we don't want the position, we don't need the position, then he's able to give us the position. So this, you know, the way up is down, you know. Only the intimate relationship with my heart of pure light and love can open the door for true ascension. Many people are ascending, but that is not ascension. Be careful that my people don't settle for what is merely like an introduction to the main event. Now, what does that mean? Well, I believe that many people are now realizing that heaven's open, the veil is torn, that people can engage. But many people are engaging in that in wonder and awe, and that it's wonderful to see these amazing things that open the door. But this isn't the purpose, the end purpose in God's view. God wants to take us into a position of ascension, not just ascending, not just going into heaven and stepping in and stepping out. Although it's a process and we learn, we mustn't get caught up with just the process, but realize what the process is looking to do. Son, the throne of God, the throne of the sons of God, was always intended to be a wheel within a wheel, as we were always destined to be within and within. Now you must have us be settled for being seated in the heavenlies in me, and have no desire to go beyond. So in a sense, once you're in a place of rest, then God can take you beyond that rest and into a deeper rest and into other positions of authority within the heavens. The questions that you have willingly surrendered were placed within the forerunners for the purpose of creating the desire to pursue. So God stirs us to pursue the answers that are only found with him. There are those who have not surrendered those desires to embrace relationship, which is the path to enlightenment and ascension. So when we need to know, and when we need to know to enable us to trust, it will not bring us into the place of sonship that God desires to bring us into. The beyond, beyond, beyond awaits those who surrender their desire to enter love. Love is the true path that is open to those who abandon the DIY path of wearisome self with a gentle, humble heart. The way up is down, the way down is up, and everything meets at the core, the center of the circle of threes. Son, this is to encourage you that you are on the path to your destiny, now free from the entanglements of the minds tethered to the limitations of desire questions, which was my issue. I needed to know, and I desperately questioned and questioned and questioned, because when I knew, I was secure, but I didn't trust. And when God broke me through that need, dealt with that core issue in my heart, separated my soul and spirit, reintegrated me, everything changed. Son, be. Now that statement, and this is what this means, is going to expand your reality to the state beyond your pre-existent thought within my mind. So when God thought us, when he had a desire for us, when we come into the state of being in that, we will go beyond that, because there's no end to the increase of his government and peace. Son, feel my heart for the people who are but are not. Many have been invited to participate in the Joshua generation, but there is a lack of urgency and a reticence to really believe that they're truly my sons. Son, call forth their sonship. Release a sound that will focus my people to their destiny. So many have crossed over into the new land, but are still waiting at Gilgal, not believing they're ready. Now, Gilgal was figuratively where the children of Israel camped after they crossed the Jordan, and there was a place of preparation where there were things reinstituted, Passover, and there was circumcision, their physical circumcision. But in a sense, we go through spiritual circumcision. The time of preparation is over. The time to rise up is now. This is the Kairos moment to accept the responsibility of the sonship and fulfill my mandate to be the pioneers who will occupy the governmental positions within my kingdom. This is a moment to embrace our sonship. I'm not calling you to be explorers, but pioneers who establish in your Jerusalem and Judea first. I'm releasing the heavenly mandates and blueprints for embassies of heaven. This is my priority. Beachheads of heaven must be established in new order ecclesia. Non-conformity is not enough. Full restoration is my desire. Don't come out of the old and not embrace the challenges of the new. Don't be forerunners who only stay in Jerusalem and go no further. There are many more religious strongholds to knock down and their cities to possess. Son, inspire sonship by presenting a true demonstration of a son who's recovered his restored birthright, not just his inheritance. Your birthright is the responsibility for dominion through ascension. Ascension is not just crossing beyond the veil, but becoming mature sons positioned upon their thrones, seated in rest and responsibility. There are many who have crossed, but they do not know their identity, position, or full authority. The assemblies and councils of heaven await those who will accept their invitation to participate, not just observe. There are too many observers watching and waiting for others, and not enough willing to take responsibility to lay the deep foundations necessary, which are relational, of course. Relational with God and relational with each other. The reproach has been removed already. Now accept your new name, a new identity, and come take your seated position of heavenly governmental authority. And that's a call for all of us. Son, call for the blueprint to become the preeminent focus, not its component parts, and I will enable the parts to become one whole. Sometimes we can get caught up on the minors and miss the major, and God wants us to be focused on the bigger picture. Son, I said expand, now I'm revealing the true meaning of expansion to become one by having no borders. You must each go beyond the non-existent barriers. I'm calling all the mountain spheres to expand their limitations that their borders have created and become an integrated whole. This again was us in all the spheres that God's given us. He was wanting to remove our limitations so that we can go together in an integrated desire for God's purpose. All for one and one for all. Fear will limit what is possible, as one will only be for one and not for all. Acts 2 and Acts 4, and everyone had all things in common, and I added daily. This was an example of what it's like when people surrender to God's purpose and don't view themselves in independence, and God will bring a whole different dimension and attitude. Son, you are a crafted vessel fit for use, molded after my own heart, designed for glory, skillfully and wonderfully made. Now, that's for everyone who's listening to this. See the perfected image, look into my eyes and see my thoughts of your sonship. Son, live loved. From that reality, choose life. Choose love. Choose to be as I am. Son, choose the limitless potential possibilities of creative sonship. Choose to live from creative reality, unlimited by time or space, free from all and any weights and encumbrances, living a loving existence, radiating the light of your sonship as love's waves become love's particles, restoring life as it's always been within the hope of my desire. Each of these statements can be meditated on and probably expanded upon, but that's down to you. If you feel drawn to any of them, then meditate on them and see what God reveals to you personally through them. Son, you're fearfully and wonderfully made. I have chosen to put you on display for my love to be seen and my light to shine through your life. Son, do not rely on your own weight to keep you grounded. Be free from the limits of your mind and fly. Son, see your boundless energy that supplies all your needs for my glorious riches and take the leap of faith. Philippians 4:19. My God will meet all your needs according to the riches of his glory in Christ. When we're entering into his economy and putting our trust in him, not providing for ourselves through the DIY system. It's not without its caveats of trusting in God's provision and entering into his kingdom governmental position financially by sowing into our kingdom life. Son, live in my manifest provision, knowing love, living love in the fullness of I am. Son, see the spring of life flow from a place of intimacy in love's fullness, expressed as an overflowing and abundant life of love. Love has won, so love wins every time. You live loved, but never wins when you try to make love win. See, it's already won. When we try to enforce something to make it do something that's already done, then we're caught up in doing it the wrong way. As I looked into his eyes, and this was an encounter, I pondered the deep pools of love, joy, and peace that drew me deeper and deeper into the rest, where I can just trust, where I can just be, where I can just be in him. Now I turned and looked out to a different world. When I looked into him, deeper and deeper into those amazing pools of love, I saw the world and everything changed. I now turn and look out to a different world, one seen from heaven's perspective, its true light. I am confident that with all will be restored to that beautiful image of perfection. I began to look deeper and see and remember what I was connected to beyond what I can remember from this realm, and it changed the way I saw heaven and earth. I saw the wheels within the wheels. The music of the spheres begins to play as if the volume is turned up by my observation. Son, feel the joy of restoration, where all becomes one once again, and where one is more than it ever has been. See, it's not just going to be restored to what it has been before, but restored to its original intention within the heart of God, and in relationship with him, where that creativity will take it. I call for love, joy, and peace to pour out the heavenly fragrances of hope, faith, acceptance, and belonging, and opportunities and purpose. Let them fill our atmosphere with heaven's oil. I call for the restoration of all that has been lost by not living loved and not living as one. I call for all to be one and one to be all, fully restored. I call for the law of restoration to be released from the scroll room where the circle of the deep is aligned. We can call for certain scrolls to be released from that scroll room. Isaiah 45:3. I will give you the treasures of darkness, hidden wealth of secret places, so that you may know that it is I, the Lord God of Israel, who calls you by your name. So when we start to engage in the Chancellor's houses, when we start to realize there are scrolls there written for us to discover, there's a discovery house that has things within it which will unveil things beyond our present understanding and for future ages to come. Son, see my love. Then you can see why I'm relentless in pursuit of the desire of my heart for the restoration of all things, so that everything that was conceived in my heart will come back into relationship. Son, restoration is love manifested to bring order to all creation, where everything will find its true destiny only in reference to my love. So we have a relationship with the Prince of Peace, with who he truly is. And I want to encourage you to just take some time to begin to pursue him. Allow the Prince of Peace to take you deeper into the Father's heart, as we just begin to embrace who he is. Go back into the heart of the Father. Go back into that place of the fire of his consuming love for us, his passion for us. So I'd encourage you just to close your eyes, just to begin to think of Jesus, the Prince of Peace, and wholeness. Ask Jesus to take you back into the Father's heart, to reveal your true identity. Ask Jesus to take you beyond wherever you've been before. Ask him to expand your perception, to take you further, higher, deeper. Heaven is open. The dimensional portals to beyond are open. Just let him take you through it into deeper and deeper encounters with him.